Hi, I'm Ruthie, and I have a recorder.
Stick them up.
Listen to Out There on Wednesdays, 4 to 5 p.m. here on Valley Free Radio for interviews and snippets of life from the paths and streets of Northampton. You can hear past editions of Out There archived at weatherbeard.com/out there.
And welcome to Out There. It is Wednesday, July 17th, 4:03. Wow, that was a lot of PSAs and promos and things like that. I had my usual crash landing coming into the studio. And the first thing today, I want to celebrate the rain. It was so nice to get rained on the ride here. We haven't had rain in a long time, so hallelujah for some rain. It came down fast, too. I hope there's not flash flooding. Anyway, welcome to Out There. I'm your host, Ruthie Woodring. Today's the main part of today's show. I'm very excited to share with you an interview that I did with Daniel Tilius and Nancy. Sorry, I forgot her name. I will get that for you later after she introduces herself on the clip. But it's a recorded interview that I did a week and a half ago with Daniel and Nancy, who came from Haiti. Daniel started this organization called Sakala, a youth empowerment organization, and he wanted to do like compost by bike or something like that, trash collection by bike in City Soleil, pardon my Creole. It's like outside of Port-au-Prince. And so he was looking for examples of people doing that kind of thing, and Nancy found pedal people online. And I should let them say this because they say this in the interview. Okay, but before we get to that interview, do I have any more little things I want to say? Okay, sure. I'll give you the TBOP update, the Trinidad Bicycle Osmosis Project update, or it could also be called the Trinidad BO Project. That's my BO, not theirs. So I started a GoFundMe page. So the Trinidad Bicycle Osmosis Project, for new listeners, that's a little project that I'm working on this summer to collect bikes to send to Trinidad for when I go back, and I'm planning on going back in the fall. So I went there in the winter. I spent about 6 weeks on the south coast in Maruga at one family farm, actually in La Lune on the south coast of Trinidad. It was really great. I had an amazing time. And it was a really walkable, bikeable community in my mind, but there were very few bikes. And so many people I talked to said, yeah, I'd love to have a bike. I would totally ride a bike. They're just rare. They're hard to come by, and they're expensive. And I was like, well, I know where there's a lot of bikes. So I've been working on gathering bikes. I think I have about 100 so far. Well, on my last few shows, I've also mentioned something about how I don't have my regular promo or show intro for Out There with the background music and stuff, because that's on my thumb drive, which is in police custody. Well, I went to court on Friday, and I should be getting my recorder and my thumb drives back. But hopefully I'll have an in-depth interview with my co-conspirator, Gabor, about that whole experience. We got detained by the UMass Amherst police back in May. But more on that later. That's not the focus of today's show. Anyway, so if you're interested in the Trinidad Bicycle Osmosis Project and supporting it from here, you can check out my GoFundMe page. You can just do a search on Trinidad Bicycle Osmosis Project GoFundMe. Also, if you see me around town, you're welcome to hand me some cash or a check. I got $100 today from a few different people to support the project. Thanks so much to everyone who's contributed. The GoFundMe page says that the goal is $2,000. So far, people have given over $900. My goal is actually to raise more than that. The more the merrier. It's going to cost, I think the quotes I've gotten is that it will cost about $3,500 to ship a shipping container of bikes from Northampton to Port of Spain, Trinidad. But I only put a goal of 2,000 because that's kind of what GoFundMe recommended. So whatever kind of, I also have my own money, some of my own savings, or money that I'm making this summer doing pedal people that I can contribute to the project. So I think it'll all, I'm sure I have complete faith it will all work out by the time late September or early October comes and it's time to ship. I'm also very excited that I've found another potential partner in Trinidad who can receive bikes, because right now my friends at One Family Farm in Moruga, they can only use like 50 to 100 bikes maybe, but around 400 or 500 can fit, or even 600, depending on if that's all you've got in the container. About maybe like 400 to 600 bikes can fit in a 40-foot shipping container, so the more bikes, the more economical it is. So if there's more receivers, more need, more of a call for them there, it'll make it more economical all around. All right. I might also later in the show give a little bike ped update from this morning's bike ped committee meeting in City Hall in Northampton that I went to. It's a monthly meeting that I go to. I got to find my notes on that. So I'll just start with the first part of the interview with Daniel and Nancy. This interview was from Saturday, June 6th. They biked around with me here in Northampton.
I'm very honored today to have some special guests from Haiti who've come to visit pedal people and see what they do. Can you introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Nancy Young.
And I'm Daniel Tillius.
And what is the organization that you started in Haiti?
The organization name is SACALA. That stands for Community Center for Peaceful Alternatives. But it also means in Creole, this is like needed here. This is accepted here. This is something we can use.
Uh-huh. And the thing that brought you to Northampton today, can you talk about that?
I was looking for another thing that we can use, and like pedal people is like one thing that our board member Nancy Young found out like online. I was like, you know what? I need to be in the next plane. And that's what I did. And I'm so excited like to come and see how like sometimes like there can be like a simple solution to a very big problems. And right now in Haiti, we deal with such a big challenge, which is like trash everywhere in the country. So we think like these trailers that is like one thing that pedal people is doing, like can be the solution for this problem right now. And that's what I'm here. And that's what I can't wait like to be back and try like to use it.
Mm-hmm. Cause you're looking at like collecting organic waste by bike trailer. Like what are some of the reasons that bike trailers that you see that as a solution?
Like bike trailers like is a solution because like the big challenge of trash like everywhere in the streets is one, but it's connected also like with another challenge, which is unemployment. We have youth in our neighborhood that have like no alternatives, that would just join gangs as it is like the only thing that could bring food in the table. So we see like these trailers as a solution, which is not a machine getting the money, but it's like really people feeling themselves like useful for something and being like someone contributing to a solution and also making money out of this. So it's really like a big revolution right there coming like for this neighborhood to hire like youth like to get their hands like dirty and collecting the trash, but also in making some money, but also in turning the organic waste into compost that would become like the food. So it's like at once I see like this trailers like solving like different like problems like for this community that can really use like some good solutions.
So right now SACALA, did I say that right?
Yes.
What are some of the different projects that you do?
Like SACALA is mostly about like youth development, and we involve in every aspect of youth development, starting with education. And we know that education just by itself doesn't work. So we get the members, mostly youth, to be involved in a lot of like sports activities so they can get like their energy towards something more positive than just joining a gang and fight against each other. And also we big into agriculture. We now hold like the largest urban garden in the whole country. And it's really big because it's happening like in a neighborhood where people would never expect that there could be a garden. Uh-huh. So we really use a lot of compost. So that's why we get like to start like more entrepreneurial like activities where like youth could actually like go get like trash in the streets and turn it into compost. And we buy the compost so we can use it again like in our garden. So it's mostly like all the activities that we're doing to really get like the youth engaged and trying like to make a difference with themselves, but also in trying making a difference like with the community that we believe can inspire other communities like in the whole country. And as we like to say, if it can happen like in Cité Soleil, it can happen like anywhere. And that's the new motivation in this community, and it's like we bring dream back in this community, and that's why we're looking for what can work, and that's what brings us like here, and we're so excited like to see that this is another thing that can really work well. And I'm so excited that I will be back and will bring this kind of like technology, if I can use this word, like, and make it like simple but effective.
You showed me some pictures on your phone device of trailers, rickshaw kinds of things that you're already that you're using, or those ones that Soil is using?
It's like there's one which is like a trailer, must be like a cart, like a wheelbarrow, we will say, that Soil is experimenting like in a different part of the country, most like the northern part, that we're trying like to copying. But we were desperately looking for something that is more adapted like to our reality. And now it's like we come here like and see like the pedal. It's like having like a bicycle brings like more like dignity to the process of collecting waste, because it's like unfortunately there's still like a stigma associated like with someone who's just pushing like a wheelbarrow. It's really like the no educated like people who would do this. It's really like someone who have like no other alternatives would do this. But like with a bike, it's different, because bike is also status like in Haiti. So it's like we no longer want like to use like the cart, the regular cart that Soil is using, but like mostly like the bike that can also be like something that connect people. Because I've been like just like riding like in the streets here, and I've been having like all these ideas to get like the municipalities involved and seeing if we could even have like a path like in the streets like for only bike. I know it's really ambitious in Haiti with our drivers like driving just like New Yorkers, but still like we think that like we can push this, and who knows, like maybe we'd even have like one day like a bike path, like the one that like we took.
A bike path, okay.
Yeah, and who knows, like it would be really something that could not only help like with collecting waste with more dignity, but also help like a exercise in a way that people would become like healthier. And this way we could even invite like celebrities to join hands like with the people who don't have like too much for solving like a common problem, which is trash in Haiti.
Yeah, with a bike, you can unhitch it from the trailer, and then just right away, you're free. You can go on a bike ride, group ride, anything like that.
And like I was like telling Nancy before, I already have it. I can have like 1,000 ideas. So coming in a place like this with so many ideas, it's just like kind of like fill up like my brain. So now as I already thinking, oh, you know what? Like it's like on Sunday, we should not be walking. We should just have like this waste track. Like people who actually like walking can have like this contest who's like the fastest in the and the bikes, and it could be like parents like taking like the kids and the bikes like for fun rides, like just to connect people. And if these bikes and trailers like could walk like and connecting people again in Haiti, I think like this trip was really worthwhile.
That's cool. It's interesting for me because I'm working on this Trinidad Bicycle Osmosis project, and one of the things one of my partners in Trinidad was excited about was she said, if we have a lot of bikes and we can go on bike rides together. And like I hadn't really thought about that. I was just like transportation, transporting things. Oh, we could go on bike rides together. How neat would that be?
Yes. And again, like this Trinidad like thing like is really inspiring, because like I think like we can have like rides like together, and I'm talking like people in this country who unfortunately are not always in the same place and are always together could have like another opportunity to be.
You're listening to an interview with Daniel Tilius and Nancy Young here on Valley Free Radio. This is Out There. This show is Out There. I'm your host, Ruthie Woodring. I've got a bunch more of that interview. I just wanted to take a little break. Actually, I was sort of forced to break up the interview because the recording device, my backup recording device, is shuts off after 10 minutes. So that was the first 10 minutes. Anyway, I just wanted to play a song. This is Chronics.
Girl, I mean I'm Chronics. Yes, I am. And I will give everything what you want, girl. Anything what you need, yeah. But I one thing, may beg you, please. Don't you take my love for granted. My love for granted, girl. For granted. Don't you take my love. And anything that you ever wanted, it's yours. Access granted, girl. For granted. Don't you take my love, woman, boy. How we cook and how we clean and how we wash. And how we walk and how we run and how we jog. Around the world for you, by your dilemma and the woman, the job. Tell me what you want, my dear. Tell me what you need if I rent. School fee, tuition, it is all on me. But I beg you, please, please don't hurt me, mommy, why? These words ain't new to you. A long time, I beg you, please. Don't you take my love for granted. My love for granted, girl. For granted. Don't you take my love. And anything that you ever wanted, it's yours. Access granted, girl. For granted. Don't you take my love, woman. Me no have no issues, no. Chronics no have trust issues. But a whole heap of changes me making a life, and I made them just for you. So from your serious that you like me, make changes, you know, say your rating star. So from your slip, then you slide, no. If no, maybe, you know, say your ratings fall. For granted, my love for granted, girl. For granted. Don't you take my love. And anything that you ever wanted, it's yours. Access granted, girl. For granted. Don't you take my love. Why, oh, please don't hurt me, mommy. Please don't break my heart. After all, me got true for you, still true to you. Great day to me, new for you. Me know these words ain't new to you, my dear. Long time you ask, you please don't take my love for granted. Don't you take my love, please take my love for granted. Please don't, yes girl. Anything that you ever want, it's yours. Access granted, girl. For granted, don't you take my love. Don't you take my love. Don't you take my love, bubble, don't you take my love.
Yizzy.
Welcome back to Out There. Sometimes when I hear songs like that, I like to imagine the speaker as being like God, or what we think of as God, or Mother Nature, or something like that. You know, imagine singing that, but we can't take the love of nature for us, or the way nature provides for us, for granted, and the love and the life in every breath. Which also reminds me, Ed Russell, who was one of the founders of Valley Free Radio, helped the station get on the air 14 years ago, I think, sometime around then. He died recently, and thanks so much for all the things that he made happen here. And Francis Crowe was telling me today that he got cremated and his ashes were spread on top of Mount Tom, under the antenna where Valley Free Radio broadcasts. All right, we're going back to the interview with Daniel Tilius and Nancy Young from Sakala organization in Haiti. They came and biked around with me a week and a half ago to see how Pedal People does compost and trash collection, because they want to maybe start something similar in outside of Port-au-Prince.
Hearing you talk about people riding for fun, that reminds me that one of my Trinidad bike osmosis partners, she's excited about the project because she said, oh, we can go on group rides together. for fun. And I was like, I was just had just thought about the bicycle as transportation and for hauling things, very utilitarian. But like group rides, that would be a lot of fun.
That would be a lot of fun. And we really thinking about this. I remember like growing up, like it was really like a treat, like for kids, like to have a bike. Mm-hmm. And many of us, like, couldn't afford a bike. Mm-hmm. So what we would do is, like, we would save money so we can have, like, a ride in someone's bike. And some people's business was just about this.
Renting
the bikes for, like 1 mile. And you come back and you pay and you go save more money so you can have another ride. And it's interesting because it also works, like, with the trailers, because we used to do this kind of, like, trailer that we just use like two little bearing in the back with a little bit of wood and someone will be pushing you. So it's like we have the sense of moving forward. I think that's one thing that this whole trailer and bike is about. And if these bikes, like a movement, I would say, could help people in Haiti from the elite and from the stigmatized neighborhoods could be together in one cause, like solving one cause, which is like trash in the country, I think it would be awesome. And more than that, it's like we know that it would be people who actually can make some money that would stop them like from joining a gang or stopping them like from getting themselves into trouble. I think it will be really like beyond transportation. It's like bikes like to connect people. It's bikes like to solve environmental problem. It's bikes like to feed people. It's bike like to have fun. And we have the ocean not far from us. And I can imagine like on a Sunday where people know that this is all the money that I made like this week, like by just doing this with all the pride, with all the dignity that it goes with it. So let's have like a nice like a day at the beach where like this beer that I will be drinking, we have like a Prestige, which is all ledger beer that won like several like world like gold medal like in the world. So like it would be good like to enjoy like a Prestige, a beer after a hard week of like transporting waste, but also in transporting like problems to a solution like center. And the wish is that people would remember like to wear their helmet and also not to drink too much of Prestige, because I know this doesn't work together, like Prestige and biking.
Does the Prestige come in glass returnable bottles?
Yes. Is it the same thing in Trinidad?
Yeah. What is it in Trinidad? If you go to Carib, there's some other Stag and Carib, something like that. So how would bikes change the problem of trash in terms of, like, where does the trash go? Like, where is it going to be taken to? Is there any, like, how do you think? Sorry, I have so many questions at once. And do you think that if people are, you know, cleaning it up, hauling it away on bike, there'll be more energy or effort put towards reduction?
One thing that I need to clarify is there is no alternative like to waste disposal in Haiti. Like there's like one big dump, which is really far, and sometimes like it's like the road is blocked. And like the place like where people live have no access for trucks to get there. So most of the people just like dump like any waste they have like next in the streets like this. And it's piled up over days as the municipality doesn't like collect them often. So what I see with bikes is it's make it like simpler to collect this waste like from the street. It's not like a big truck which has like no way to go with the streets that are very narrow, but also with the traffic that is really insane. So bikes becomes like the real solution because it can go like in small corridor, and then it's like anyone can access them, and it's like it's many people who all together like solving a problem, like versus like a truck that requires like someone with the skills of driving the truck, like a truck that also needs like parts when it's broken, gas, and it's really complex with a truck, while with a bike it's simple. And knowing that there is this alternative, it will stop the pile like to piled up over time, because like with the bicycle it has time like to get it on time. And the dream is with what we saw with the transfers the transfer center. It makes it like really easy because it's like we can get everything like to the transfer center, kind of like sort it like to different place, and we already have like companies that we know would take like all the compacted like plastic bottles, so they can like process them like to China or other places. I know places like that care about like the cardboard that would just take them like for their briquette. The charcoal briquette. I know places like we do compost ourselves, so we can use like the compost for our garden and the rooftop garden that we're developing like everywhere. And it's like everything like could be sorting like somewhere, and we have the space across the street to our garden for a transfer center like the like tomorrow. So it's like the bike will just help this like to happen, and it's really about like creating jobs like for mostly like the youth. Like who sometimes don't have like the option, and I already contracted like people who like, you know what, if you can bring this like bicycles, it's like I will be like the first like walker in this, and I think it's brilliant. And I heard like the model like of pedal people as a co-op that makes people like more confident about like walking, not really like for someone, but for themselves. Again, it's about like dignity. Again, it's about like empowerment. So I see the bike as a solution that was needed, and but we wanted like to find it, and I think like that's what we do like coming here.
Yeah, I think one of the secrets to pedal people's success, well, that's not a secret at all, but one of the keys to pedal people's success is the cooperative structure, because when you're invested in it, when you're your own boss, like this is hard work. And I think people are more likely to be fulfilled by it when they're doing it because they want to do it and not because someone else is telling them how to do it or telling them this, that, or the other. Yeah, so I hope that your structure is as cooperative as possible, as makes sense for you.
That's what we'll be trying like to do, because it's exactly like you say. I say there's a lot of stigma associated like with like pick up like trash, but if you know that you're doing it like as your own business,
you believe in
it. It's like you do it as like the rich people who are doing it in the truck. You're just doing it like in your bike, but at the end it's like you know that dividends would come to you, you know, you'll be able like to take care of your a family, and even more, you know, that you'll be able like to buy some prestige on the weekend, which is really like a plus.
And hopefully you're feeling strong and healthy too, and not too tired. Nancy, anything you want to add? Come to mind?
No, I think Daniel, as you can see, Daniel is very good at explaining everything inside Sakala. It's just an awesome place.
Where exactly is it?
In City Soleil, Haiti.
And what part of that?
So that's, is it part of Port-au-Prince?
It's part of Port-au-Prince. Like, about like 15 minutes from the airport. And one of like the tough neighborhood, which is really...
Or that's the stigma,
Yeah,
if you Google it... Well, now if you Google it, often you will see things about Sakala, you know, and the garden and all those things. But you would also see like older things about how it's the most dangerous place in the world. Oh my gosh, don't go there. And it's like... and I'm there all the time. I'm not brave at all. And it's just a beautiful place and a beautiful community with way too many challenges. And so that's why an experience like, you know, meeting you guys here today gives us some really practical things that we can implement there and improve the environment, improve employment prospects. And because these people deserve the best. They're just beautiful people. I love them. So thank you for having us.
You've been listening to an interview with Daniel Tilius and Nancy Young of Sakala in Cité Soleil, Haiti. This is Out There on Valley Free Radio. I'm your host, Ruthie Woodring. I'm going to come back to some more of that interview in a minute, but I'm going to play a song. I think I'm going to, this is a bike-related song. I think I'm going to send this song out to Donald Trump. The Flowbots.
I can ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars. I can ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars.
Look at me, look at me. Hands in the air like it's good to be alive. And I'm a famous rapper even when the past are all crooked-y. I can show you how to do-si-do. I can show you how to scratch a record. I can take apart the remote control, but I can almost put it back together. I can tie a knot in a cherry stem. I can tell you about Leif Erikson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American. Me and my friend saw a platypus. Me and my friend made a comic book. And guess how long it took? I can do anything that I want, cause look, I can keep rhythm with no metronome. No metronome, no metronome. And I can see your face on the telephone. On the telephone, on the telephone. Look at me, look at me. Just called to say that it's good to be alive in such a small world. I'm all curled up with a book to read. I can make money, open up a thrift store. I can make a living off a magazine. I can design an engine 64 miles to a gallon of gasoline. I can make new antibiotics. I can make computers survive aquatic conditions. I know how to run the business, and I can make you want to buy a product. Movers, shakers, and producers. Me and my friends understand the future. I see the strings that control the system. I can do anything with no resistance, cause I can lead a nation with a microphone. With a microphone, with a microphone. And I can split the atom of a molecule. Of a molecule, of a molecule. My reach is global, my tower secure. My cause is noble, my power is pure. I can hand out a million vaccinations, or let them all die in exasperation. Have them all healed from the lacerations, have them all killed by assassination. I can make anybody go to prison just because I don't like them. And I can do anything with no permission. I have it all under my command, because I can guide a missile by satellite. By satellite, by satellite. And I can hit a target through a telescope. Through a telescope, through a telescope. And I can end a planet in a holocaust. In a holocaust, in a holocaust. In a holocaust, in a holocaust. In a holocaust.
With no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars. I can ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars.
Yeah, I love bikes. All right, back to the interview with Daniel and Nancy.
So how did you end up there?
Years ago, a mutual friend of Daniel's and I suggested that I visit Sakala, and it was just after the earthquake in 2010, a few months after that. And at that time, there was no garden, there were no buildings. And I remember meeting Daniel for the first time, and he took me to the end of there was just a concrete floor from an old factory that had been knocked down. And he showed me two waste baskets. And one was, he said, this one's for recycling, and this one is for trash. And I'm trying to get people to do this. And I'm like, oh, that's good for you. You know, like it didn't seem possible because there were dumps everywhere. Yeah, it just seemed like that. Uh-huh. And then he said, and then someday there'll be this beautiful big garden here. And I said, no, that is really nice. There's no way, but that's so nice that you think so. And then within 2 years, they had Haiti's largest urban garden. So I've learned not to be skeptical of the dreams, because they make it happen. You know, maybe not like today, but tomorrow, maybe next week. Yeah. We don't know. So.
Yeah. I saw pictures online of the garden with like raised bed gardening and tires.
Yes.
Yeah.
When I was at the farm in Trinidad, I counted 400 tires that we had planted tomatoes and peppers and everything in. Is that a really common thing in your urban gardens, that the tires are standard?
It's standard, like for all urban garden, but it's not that common like in Haiti, because like what is unfortunately common is to burn tires when the people are not happy. They burn the tires in the streets like to make a statement, to say we don't want this, we don't want this president, or we don't want like this minister. But like we thought that it was like a good way like to turn like this other challenge into something Plexico, and we use them as waste beds. And right now we have like 600 of them. Uh-huh. And I know like many people now are considering like using the same path, like trying like to use like tires. I think it's among all the things that are not free in Haiti, tires are. And that's really practical, like to find them in the streets and before someone get them, like to burn them in the protests, you get them like to protest like with some like tomatoes or some eggplant, and it's really work well. Smoke. So there's no toxic smoke with this, and you know that it's teaching like the kids like something new, which is life, which is like growing food, which is like economic security.
Uh-huh. Now, how did you start Sakala?
I grew up like in this neighborhood where like in Cité Soleil with all the stigma, and I know firsthand about like the needs. So when I could see there was like a lot of needs for like getting kids away from joining the gangs, I was like, we need to do something. So we started like with like a sport program, a little bit of like tutoring after school. Uh-huh. And at some point we were like when the kids are missing their games and they lose, they would say like, yes, but we didn't have anything to eat. We're like, okay, we need to find a solution to this. And that's when we're like, you know what, we need like to associate like the sports program and the education program with like an agriculture program. And that's what we're doing now. So from 2006 to now, we're trying like to get kids away from like the streets, from the violence, to turn them into producers, to turn them into farmers, into composters, and now into like pedo people.
Mm-hmm. What was going on in your life at that time in 2006? Like you work or family or
what? It was like, I was like mostly working in 2006 and could still like see the difficulties in the neighborhood anytime that I go back like to the community and see young kids that I grew up with. Like when I ask for them, they either like in jail or get killed like by the gang or we just like drug addict. It's like, it was like, you know what, it's like I need to do something. So I really find like other friends who really felt the same than I did, and it was like, let's do something. And we're like, maybe like sports could be a good thing like to connect people so they can stop like the fight among the gangs and then find a ways like to find like a safe space. So I think it was mostly like the violence after 2004, where like a president like that was elected got like overthrown by not the army at the time, but like a kind of like some rebels, and that's when like people were like, you know what, we really would behave bad in the streets because we lose like a president. And that's when we felt like, you know what, we need to do something, because it's like we fight against each other, it's not a solution. And that's when I felt like, you know what, I need to do my part of the job. And I remember I was like, whatever I can do, like to get the kids like to like be disciplined, to get like more discipline like for the life, but also to get more alternatives, I would do it. And I decided I would walk like from states to states, like to find like something that works. And whenever I find something that works, either if it's like gardening and the tire with bed, or if it is like a baseball program, or if it is like a football program, I would do anything that works or that's new, that can bring dignity, that can bring confidence, to really help like the kids in this neighborhood to have as much as chance that I believe I had in my life.
So you left your hometown and then came back?
Yes, it's like I really left like for school and came back, and my mom was still there, and I had like brothers like who were still there, and I felt like this was really like my real neighborhood. And I went back, and I think that I'm making like a big difference by inspiring like other kids there who were kind of like a hopeless, to see that more and more the all like power and government neglected them. So now we feel like, you know what, like all together we can support each other like for something better than what we're dealing with.
It's really awesome to hear. It's very inspiring. Thanks for coming to visit. I'm curious what if you have any like impressions of Northampton. Oh, no, I don't really care about that. It's just great to hear your story. Yeah, anything else you want to add?
No, just thanks so much. This, you've been so generous with your time, and it just we've really learned so, and especially like when you were showing about the different, I obviously know nothing about this, but like the different hitches and everything, and this is like heaven for Daniel. Yes, this, he's just like, is. Oh, I could, this will be months. Yeah, he's like, okay, Nancy, get the,
Cool. But the next thing for us is like, really, like, when are you transiting like from Haiti to Trinidad?
I gotta come visit. So if people want to get a hold of you or support your project or find out more, what is there like online presence? Or?
We have a website, and it is a Sakala, S-A-K-A-L-A dash Haiti.org. It tells a lot about like what we do, and if anyone's like already listened like to this like show, it means that I already say everything that we're doing, like that you could see in the website. But yes, but there will still be like the done it button like on the website that I didn't talk about. Yeah, so because
the donate button.
Yeah, so we really work like with individual donations, because unfortunately sometimes like the state doesn't have like enough like to support like what we're doing, and people will know like more about like gardening, permaculture, composting are always welcome like to come and share the knowledge with us. For us, there cannot be better solidarity than this. Like, go check the website and see what we're doing, and if there's anything that someone can help us like to do in a better way, it would be really heaven to us.
That's cool. Oh, so if someone donated $20, what could $20 be used for in your project?
I know that like we have like a list of what everything can do, but I know like $20 like can really help like with like school uniforms like for like two children, and $20 like can be like athletic shoes like for or different like athletic teams. $20 like could be meal like for I would say like 10 children for like in our soup kitchen. So $20 like could really help make like a huge difference like in this community. And now we really trying like to like project like a new image in this neighborhood, and sometimes like very small donations like contribute to this, and we really hope
here. Sorry, my recorder ran out. You've been listening to an interview with Daniel Tilius and Nancy Young from Sakala of Cité du Soleil in Haiti. This is out there on Valley Free Radio. If you want to hear the whole interview, it will be uploaded onto the pedal, onto the, not pedal people, the Out There archives in the next couple days. And you can hear this past show and most of the other past shows of Out There at weatherbeard.com/out there. There's also a link to that from the valleyfreeradio.org website. Thanks for listening. Democracy Now! Comes up at 5 o'clock. I've got some other short clips and random stories and stuff that'll be after this song from Shakira and Carlos Vives.
te quiero así. Y me gustas porque eres diferente.
A mi manera, despelucado, en una bici que me lleva a todos lados. Un vallenato desesperado, una cartica que yo guardo donde te escribí. Te sueño y que te quiero tanto. Desesperado, una cartica que yo guardo donde te escribí.
Out there here on Valley Free Radio. I'm your host, Ruthie Woodring. I have a little story I want to share. No, this isn't really a story. This is just something I want to talk about that I'll get my thoughts more organized at some point, hopefully. But so recently there was 4th of July, also known as Independence Day in the United States. And a couple of friends, guy friends of mine, came over on their bikes and Pablo and Lingen and Pablo's baby, and we were going to go swimming, and it was a hot day, kind of like today, and they took off their shirts, and I said, well, I guess it's top free day, isn't it? So I took off my shirt, and we took a bike ride down to the river, and as a woman in a culture where women aren't supposed to take their shirts off, you know, I get really pissed about the double standard that it's acceptable for men to not have their shirt on in public, and women, like, Why are we held to this other standard? And so I turned on my recorder when we left on our bikes on our way to the river because I wanted to record to see what would happen. And this is what it sounded like. Yeah, nothing. Nothing happened. Nothing at all. You know, we passed people on the bike path. And, you know, I just said hi like I normally do and all that stuff. And the point is, it just goes to show how so much of the limitations we put on ourselves, that we think society expects this or that of us, and so we trap ourselves in our own boxes. But if we step outside those boxes, sometimes nothing will happen. And we just absorb all these limitations. Anyway, I'll talk more about, like, top freedom and equal rights for women, equal nudity standards, etc. So what else would I want to say? Democracy Now! Is coming up here on Valley Free Radio at 5:00. Also coming up on Saturday, this Saturday and every Saturday pretty much until winter, is the Bike Lab at 12 Northern Avenue. A free bike repair workspace. You can come and learn to fix your bike or learn to maintain it or just borrow the tools. You can come and donate a bike for the Trinidad Bicycle Osmosis Project. The Bike Lab is every Saturday from 11 to 2, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 12 Northern Avenue. That's my friend Paige's house. We'll either be in her basement or in the backyard. We also have lots of used parts. You can scavenge for used parts. You can just use the tools. Just come to hang out. Come to help other people learn how to fix their bikes. 12 Northern Avenue, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Also, today, right now, is the Florence Farmers Market in downtown Florence every Wednesday from 2 to 6 p.m. Ooh, I got cucumbers there last week. I love cucumbers. It was the first of the season for me. What else? You don't forget to go swimming in the rivers. Connecticut, the mill, the ponds. It's swimming season. And, all right, I'm going to play. Here's a little clip from... I'll play this one. This is some thoughts of the week as a pedal person trash hauler.
Trash hauler by bike. Probably the only person who spends their mental energy trying to figure out if the net weight of the trash, if the gross weight of the trash is heavier or lighter, the more time the flies have had to eat it and lay maggots. And what do flies actually eat? Do they actually eat the trash? Do they just lick it and vomit over everything? And the maggots? They're eating stuff, and then the weight of what they eat, is that greater than the weight of what they are? It's probably like any animal, like me. I weigh less than what I eat because I perspire or burn it off, whatever. So I'm probably, the more maggots that are in the trash, probably the better off, the lighter the trash is going to be. Who can help me solve this question?
All right, well, one suggestion I got from, I think if I understood right over the phone when I was talking with Clarence, my new Trinidad contact for the bike project, I think he said shake off the maggots. And I remembered, oh yeah, my coworker Ben, he's a good maggot shaker offer. He'll like pluck a garbage bag out of a garbage can and just like pluck it and fling it on the ground with a certain flip of his wrist and the maggots go flying. That's the real way you shake the weight off. And then the ants have something to eat too. So stay tuned for Democracy Now! Up at 5 o'clock. Thanks for listening to Out There Today. I'm your host, Ruthie Woodring. And we're going to go out with a little John Prine.
Sitting in the bathtub, counting my toes when the radiator broke. Water all froze, I got stuck in the ice without my clothes, naked as the eyes of a clown. I was crying ice cubes, hoping I'd croak when the sun come through the window. The ice all broke, I stood up and laughed, thought it was a joke. That's the way that the world goes, man. That's the way that the world goes.
the way that the